Serve God, Shabbat, and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three Praise and Worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Well, darkness, I'm here at the American Freedom Network, and our regularly scheduled guest is not here, so hopefully he'll call in, but if he doesn't, it's going to be open lines, and we welcome your calls here at the American Freedom Network by calling 877-254-7524. That's 877-254-7524. Well, it was an interesting program on 60 Minutes last night. I like to watch 60 Minutes because I want to know what the enemy is doing. Of course, you know 60 Minutes, their emblem, the eye. You'll see it, an eye there very frequently. They'll flash it on the screen. This is the emblem of the ancient mystery religions. And, of course, it's displayed there. They hide their emblems in plain sight. CBS is part of the Brotherhood of Darkness. Right along, of course, with AOL, the Time Warner, certainly Bertelsmann, Disney, GE, and, of course, they have NBC, but they have a vast media empire, Fox. They all tie into the Council on Foreign Relations. They control 90 to 95% of the major media outlets in the United States. This is covered in an excellent book called The New Media Monopoly by Dr. Ben Bagdikian. Ben Bagdikian. The book again, The New Media Monopoly. And it was written in 2003, but it's just probably even more accurate today as these corporations simply buy up smaller media outlets. They own the major publishing houses, the magazines, the newspapers, of radio and television, 90 to 95%. Certainly we have a few private stations like the one you're listening to and some smaller radio, Christian radio networks, but the major outlets, ABC, NBC, CBS, CNBC, CNN, they're all owned by the Brotherhood of Darkness, and they largely control what the American people think. Well, last night on 60 Minutes, of course, he had a section with Leslie Stahl on the fact that there are a lot of American corporations which are moving their headquarters and their production overseas because when they do this, they do not have to pay American taxes. And Leslie Stahl said, oh, this is just so foolish, you know. Well, the American corporate tax is 35%. It's the highest in the world. Well, Leslie Stahl said there's one other country that's higher than America, but of course they had a few people on there, corporate executives, a fellow from Cisco, who said, we'd love to come home. We'd love to have our production here in the United States, but of course we have to pay a 35% tax. We can get by with a 15 or 20% tax overseas. If they simply lower the taxes here in America, we have $40 billion we'd love to bring back to the United States. But if we bring it back to the United States, we pay a 35% tax. And it's been suggested that if we'd simply give us a 5% tax, would repatriate the money, and then, of course, we would open more jobs here and create more jobs, and it would be good for the American economy. And Leslie Stahl, I thought that was awful, and, you know, my goodness, you know, shouldn't the companies pay their fair share of taxes? Well, 35% tax is pretty high tax rate, and they had a very logical man from Cisco talking about you've just got to get America competitive with other countries. Other countries lower their taxes because they want American corporations to go overseas. But, Chris, nobody really addressed the real issue. The real issue is the fact that the people who run America, the Brotherhood of Darkness, want to force our corporations overseas. That's why they put a 35% tax rate on our major corporations, so they'll move their production facilities overseas. It's all part of this whole idea. Put high take off the tariffs, let other countries discriminate against American goods, tax the people who are stay here at exorbitant rates, knowing full well they'll go overseas, because the real purpose of the Brotherhood of Darkness is to shift American production overseas. When you understand that, it makes sense. But Leslie Stahl, whether she knows it or not, I don't know. She may simply be a simpleton. But it would be logical to realize that, of course, the corporations are going to move overseas. They can go over there without any problem and pay a 10 or 15% tax when they're going to have to pay a 35% tax here. What we ought to do is do away with our corporate tax, totally. And what we ought to do is do away with our income tax, totally. And, of course, we had to have some other alternative form of taxes. Well, one thing would be tariffs on the goods coming into the country. The other would be to do away with all the massive expenditures, $750 billion a year, they'll admit to for our military, probably with the other secret budgets, is close to $1 trillion a year. Why do we have, you know, almost a quarter of a million men that we're paying for? Remember, there are 46,000 NATO troops in Afghanistan, but we pay for 75% of all NATO expenses. So they're really troops we pay for, 100,000 contractors, 90,000 American troops, almost a quarter of a million men, to fight the 50 to 100 members of Al-Qaeda over there. Why are we in Afghanistan? Why to bankrupt America? That and so our troops can guard the opium fields, because opium, of course, is an excellent source of black funds for the CIA, so they can continue their black operations and their assassination squads. And if you've never read the book, The Confessions of an Economic Hitman, you need to get it. You need to read the book through a couple of times. Confession of an Economic Hitman. We also have a series of interviews with the author of the book called Economic Hitman. It's a four-tape set. You need to get this, Economic Hitman, Confessions of an Economic Hitman, the four-tape set, to understand how the world really works. And we recommend the information to you. We think it's very, very well done, even though I don't necessarily agree with all the politics of the author. His facts, I believe, are accurate. And, of course, the CIA does have assassination teams throughout the world, and they simply kill people who don't go along with the agenda. And where is the outcry from the American people when we kill world leaders? Who has ever been held responsible for killing world leaders, like when we arranged for the death and murder of Allende in Chile and Lumumba in the Congo and Diem Nguyen in Vietnam? And number 800-877-257-7524.
U.S. Cash Flows in Fort Collins is saluting our local men and women in uniform who are standing tall for our freedom. Let's remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and letters from home. Remember, our troops' efforts abroad and our support at home will help keep America strong. This message is from U.S. Cash Flows in Fort Collins, a member of the Better Business Bureau. They're here to help you get fast cash for your real estate notes. Visit them at uscashflows.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Now, why in heaven's name would logical people want to force our corporations overseas? Well, David Rockefeller said it very well on page 405 of his book, Memoirs, where he talked about how, you know, they're raising living standards throughout the rest of the world. And as he said, the people who criticize us for what we're doing, what would they have done? Well, ladies and gentlemen, you don't help the weak by destroying the strong. And you don't help people throughout the rest of the world by destroying the economy of the United States. And yet that's exactly what they're intentionally doing. People say, oh, well, if we just, the corporations could just borrow money. The corporations don't need any money. The major CFR, Brotherhood of Darkness, are sitting on several $1 trillion. The six major banks are sitting on $3 trillion. They've got plenty of money. And, of course, when this is all released, it's going to lead to real inflation in the United States. But for right now, they're simply sitting on it because they want to wreck our economy so that small businesses, which are major employers in the United States, suddenly cannot borrow money, or if they need money, it's just not readily available. And so we're simply strangling the economy from lack of funding. All of these meetings you hear about the Federal Reserve and Ben Bernanke getting down with, sitting down with Obama, it's all political theater. It's all showbiz. You can't tell the American people the truth. And that is, we have a secret organization or organizations that control our government. Barry Goldwater said it best on page 280 of his book, With No Apologies, and we do carry used copies of that book, and you should get it, and you should read it, and read it, and read it. From page 280 to the end of the chapter on the ruling elite, and where Barry Goldwater says the Council on Foreign Relations is national, but the Trilateral Commission is international. Its goal is to control financial and commercial interests by first seizing control of the government of the United States. Now, he wrote this in 1979. By first seizing control of the government of the United States, and then he lays out their plan to control the commercial and financial interests of this country, ecclesiastical. He's talking about controlling our children, our churches, and they do control our churches, and they neutralize the churches. The churches will not speak out about what's going on. They won't speak out about anything that has any application of what's going on today. And they've certainly brought of the devil's music into our churches with the beat and the, but the great old hymns of yesteryear that we all love so much, Onward Christian Soldiers, you never hear that sung anymore in the churches. Why, that's too militant. We couldn't have anything like that. And even so many of the great old hymns. No, we have the new hymns with the beats and the drums and the guitars. And ladies and gentlemen, it is all to undermine Christianity and make it irrelevant. And unfortunately, our churches, most of them are irrelevant. Yes, we have good churches. Yes, we have good ministers. But they've gotten into our seminaries, and they've changed the music and the message of the Christian church. Well, certainly we're in real trouble today, certainly as we're beginning to see now increasing signs of violence spread in the United States. There's a YouTube up I saw this morning of in Washington, D.C., our nation's capital, where a group of perhaps 30 or 40 young black people just go into a market, and they just they simply go to all the shelves. They take everything out that they can possibly carry, and they walk out of the store. And of course, the store owner presses the panic button. The police get there after everybody's left, and who are they going to go after? They had excellent pictures. You could have identified the picture very readily and found out who the people were. They simply stormed the store, took the items, and walked out 30 or 40 of them. And the police didn't even take the pictures. They have facial recognition of everybody. They have pictures of everybody. Why? Why? Because, of course, we have the facial recognition software, and they have pictures of everybody on it. How did they get the pictures? They got them from the driver's license. The government simply lied to the Department of Motor Vehicles all across America so they could get your pictures, so they could put it into their computers, so they could identify you. But the local police didn't even bother to do that because, of course, we are actively encouraging these acts of violence. It's sort of like in so many places, in London, for instance, when all this violence over there, all you had to do was impose a curfew, and that would have ended the foolishness. So instead of that, they just allow the young people to get out there and demonstrate, and they bring in the police with their water hoses, so they get the confrontation. It's the dialectic, force and counterforce. And as a result, then, of course, Prime Minister Cameron of Great Britain talks about we're going to have to limit the use of the Internet, and all of these other things are going to take away the freedom of the people instead of simply imposing a curfew. At least the mayor of Cleveland had the good sense to do that. But they were even talking about doing that in Chicago, where they've been having the flash attacks there. But you haven't read too much about Chicago, but it certainly is. We get talks about the flash attacks in Chicago, coordinated with, of course, with the cell phones, laptop computers, and they get 50 or 60 people out, and they'll attack. They're usually black on white, and of course, increasingly, we're seeing increasing racial tension in the United States, and with good justification. But of course, instead of trying to allay the problems and the tension between black and white, it's ought to be inflamed. And instead of admitting what's going on and getting after the people who are promoting this sort of thing, because believe me, they are promoting so many of the things that have harmed the health and certainly the lives of the black people, they allow it to continue, and the people responsible get off scot-free. And of course, one reason, one in every three young black men, 21 to 31, is in prison, probation or parole, is because they're fluoridating water all across the country with hydroflow silicic acid. And when they do that, it increases the level of lead in the blood of blacks far more than whites. This is the work of Dr. Roger Masters at Dartmouth University. Roger Masters at Dartmouth. We have his papers. They're available through Radio Liberty. And what the CDC found is the largest study ever done. This is a government study done by the Centers for Disease Control. The largest study ever done, 450,000 children had finger sticks, and they measured the level of lead in the blood of the children, comparing the areas where they fluoridated the water with hydroflow salicylic acid and areas where they simply fluoridated the water or didn't fluoridate the water at all. And if they used the hydroflow salicylic acid, why, of course, the level of the lead in the blood of white children doubled, Hispanic children went up fourfold, and black children sixfold, and they get lead encephalopathy. Lead encephalopathy, and they know what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. It isn't that they don't know. These are the government studies, and they target the blacks with it. Now, where does the lead come from? Well, the lead comes out of the brass faucets. It comes out of the solder in the pipes, usually older solder, held together the copper pipes, and it had lead in it. And they know what they're doing. They just don't want the American people to know, and they certainly don't want the blacks to know. But you need to know, and you need to be concerned, and maybe your skin is not black. But, of course, when anybody's health is destroyed, especially when we in a situation today where one in three young black men, 21 to 31, is in prison, probation, or parole. One in 33 American adults is in prison, probation, or parole. And, of course, part of this is opiate, because certainly we get some criminal activity among the white population because of the lead encephalopathy. But, of course, much more among the black. And they know what they're doing. And then, of course, we wonder why these things are happening in America. We could go into, of course, the Plan program for discriminating against the blacks here. AIDS is a man-made disease, and it targets blacks. So that almost half, if you go to the CDC statistics, almost half of all the AIDS cases in the United States are in blacks, even though they only make up 13% of the population. Why is that? Because AIDS has a predilection for blacks. That's why if you go into Botswana today, where they test all the pregnant women for HIV disease, we don't do that in the United States, but they do it in Botswana. Why would they have better health care in Botswana? Because they're trying to stop the disease there. We're not trying to stop it here in the United States. In Botswana, 46% of the black women there who are pregnant, and they were all tested, 46% were HIV positive, and they're all going to die. And that is the greatest public health tragedy of all time, or the most successful genocidal policy. And I rather think it's the genocidal policy, because as one of the high government officials told Betty Martini when she asked him, why isn't the government stopping the use of aspartame when they know it's a deadly poison, he said, there are too many people in the world. It's population control. And we just got something with this morning. She just tells even the name of the man who said this. Of course, he really shouldn't have said that. He'll end up like Barry Jennings, the fellow who was in Building Number 7 when it was coming down. On the day and the morning it came down, and of course, just 2 days before the report, government report on why Building 7 came down, and it didn't come out until, I think, 2010. 2 days before that, Perry Jennings died mysteriously. A friend of mine, Jason Berman, hired the detective to find out, gave her money. The next day, the detective sent the money back and said, never contact me again. I will not talk to you about this case. It's with the police. Do not contact me. Perry Jennings, of course, why? He talked of the truth, told the truth about what happened in Building 7 that day before it came down at 5:20 in the afternoon. Well, our number is 877-254-7524. Incidentally, Perry Jennings just happened to be a black man. Maybe if he'd been white, he'd still be alive today. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. But are you concerned about what's going on in our society? Are you concerned that there's an organized effort to destroy our economy? Are you concerned that we are intentionally taxing American corporations, the highest corporate taxes anywhere in the world. You would think we want to encourage our corporations. Well, of course, but big corporations like GE, part of the Brotherhood of Darkness, they had to do their production overseas, so they pay little, if any, taxes at all. But it's because they do the production overseas, and so they do not have to pay the taxes here in the United States. Would you open a corporation in the United States if you had to pay a 35% tax, or would you move your headquarters to another country? And, of course, this is what our corporations are doing, and, of course, they are forced to. I mean, you cannot simply be competitive with other companies throughout the world. If you're paying a 35% corporate tax and they're paying a 5 or 10% corporate tax. And understand, ladies and gentlemen, the Brotherhood of Darkness is intentionally working to destroy the economy of this country. Why? Because out of the coming chaos, and there is going to be chaos, will come the demand for the New World Order, the New World Religion. My telephone number, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524.
Cindy Girk and American Family Insurance in Fort Collins remind listeners, blood is one of the few substances which cannot be manufactured or stored for long periods. Giving blood is safe and painless. It only takes a short time. Be a silent hero. Give the gift of life. Donate blood. Your help could save a life in our community. This reminder is courtesy of Cindy Girk and American Family Insurance Agency in Fort Collins. Reminding listeners, as Americans, it's our responsibility to help safeguard our country and its people. The staff and families at Texas Roadhouse take this special time out to recognize and salute the men and women in uniform who are standing tall for our political and economic freedom around the world. Remember them during these trying times in our thoughts and prayers. That's from the Texas Roadhouse, where they invite you in for the best food in Cheyenne. Fall off the bone ribs, hearty hand-cut steaks, legendary margaritas, and much more. Make their place your place at Texas Roadhouse, 1931 Bluegrass Circle, or call 307-638-1234.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
If you have a thought, something, it's open line, so give us a call. We have nothing prepared this morning. 877-254-7524. But of course, as we pointed out, the violence that we've seen over in England, many of these young people have been interviewed, and some of them have said that they were actually paid to participate in the violence in England. Now, basically, they thought that maybe the people who were paying them were journalists who wanted to destroy. I don't think that's true at all. We saw the same thing at the Democratic convention riots. I think they were 1969. Somebody wrote a book about it. I think it was called The Strawberry Incident, something of that sort. You could always get the number if you need it. But Dennis Cuddy talks about that, and these young people readily admitted that they were actually paid to participate in the riots there in Chicago by people from Exxon, people from the Exxon oil company who wanted them to riot so that they would look more moderate in comparison with these radicals who were out there rioting. Of course, people from the big oil companies were radicals themselves. They were financing this whole thing. And of course, the police were told not to get involved in this, in the confrontation. Later they did, and you had just horrible spectacles of confrontation between the rioters and police. You saw the same thing in the battle in Seattle, and we put a 14 set together when, of course, there was an international meeting, banking meeting, up in Seattle. And, of course, it was obvious that the people who were, many of the people were just there, demonstrating, but there were professional rioters, people in ninjas uniforms, and they were wearing masks, and they were committing the acts of violence and terrorism and breaking windows and starting the fires. They were certainly, I believe, planted there, and then, of course, the police were told not to intervene, to let things get out of hand, and then once they got out of hand, then the police are allowed to come in. It's the old technique of pressure from above and pressure from below. And of course, the average individual out just demonstrating is caught in between. And of course, he gets many times trapped and beaten by the police. And he's just minding, he's maybe just walking through the area. But now, of course, he's inflamed against the government. And this is exactly what they want. They want discontent. And then out of the discontent comes ever more government control over our lives. And they're trying to create disillusionment with government here in the United States. But then where will people turn? We turn to the Democrats. I mean, they're part of the problem. We turn to the Republicans. The Republicans are going along with war. The Republicans are going along with torture. The governments are going, the Republicans are going along with big government. Which one of the Republicans has said, we're going to have to cut Medicare and Social Security because there's not enough money? There is simply no way to do this. Nobody wants to admit that these are fraudulent programs. They were fraudulent from the very beginning. They were meant to fail as part of a means of bankrupting the United States. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, they are going to bankrupt the United States. And these programs are going to end, and people are going to have to start thinking about how we're going to be able to look after ourselves and our families and our neighbors in the difficult times that lie ahead. They know what lies ahead. We're going, Chris, into a period of inflation now, and then following the inflation, there will be a deflation, very difficult times. Now, we're talking probably, well, right now we have a 10% inflation, we'll have 15% by the end of this year, probably 20 to 25% next year, especially if they have a QE3, quantitative easing tree, and they really have no alternative because if they stop pumping money, massive amounts of money into the economy, it will simply collapse. And of course, what we have is happening is the American policy, the ability to create money, just print money as the reserve currency of the world, means that we're causing inflation throughout the rest of the world. And many of the other countries are having 10, 20% inflation already, and it's only going to get worse. And of course, this whole thing is to create unrest all throughout the world. This is one of the big reasons for the riots in Egypt, was because the price of food was going up so high. and the people there on fixed income is making $3 or $4 a day. You raise the cost of food 15% to 20%, they're really hurting. And so then you have a revolution in Egypt, and what happens? Now the military is in total control, and things are even worse for the average person in Egypt than they were before. You're seeing riots over there and demonstrations in Israel. Why? Because the price of cottage cheese has gone up. The price of so many of the foodstuffs in Israel has gone up with inflation, and the salaries have not. We are creating unrest throughout the world because of the monetary policies here in the United States, which are designed to do that. America became the reserve currency of the world because we promised other currencies could be redeemed in gold. And when we defaulted on that on the 15th of August, 1971, why, of course, we've been on a fiat money system ever since then, which has given America the ability to destroy the economies of nations throughout the world. But why would anybody want to do that? Why? Because you have to destroy the old system to bring in the new system, and that's what it's all about. And it's all carefully planned. In all probability, they're going to have a new currency by the year 2018. It'll be called the Phoenix. We'll take it after the mythical bird who died and then, of course, came back to life. Well, this will be the new currency. They've been writing about this. The elitists, of course, have a plan. And there is an elite group that rule the world. And they have talked many times about the Phoenix, the new world currency, which will come about in 2018. The Chinese are saying over and over again, we're going to have to actually have a new world reserve currency. People throughout the world understand this is going to happen. And it's going to happen as a result of the chaos that's coming in Europe. The nation after nation, Egypt and Italy and Spain and Portugal and Ireland, all to begin to default on their debts. There is not enough money. There's no way they can possibly pay off their debts. But what people don't understand is there's no way the United States can pay off their debts. We have a massive debt, not only of course the money that right now we actually have, in the way of a debt. It's over $14 trillion. And of course the debt, the new debt agreement, basically, why of course we increased the amount of money they could borrow by $2.4 trillion. And of course we're going to cut $2.4 trillion of our spending. But that's not going to be the end of the decade. We've accomplished absolutely nothing because by the end of the decade, this whole system will begin to crumble. Well, our number is 1-800-254-7524. 1-800-254-7524 or 877-254-7524, 877-254.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343. 866-781-0343.
Choice City Electric in Fort Collins salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comforts of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from Choice City Electric in Fort Collins. 132 Commerce Drive, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumph and their sacrifice. With the summer months upon us, let's keep an eye out for senior citizens. Check on them regularly, especially when the weather's hot. Make sure they have what they need. Someday we'll all be in that position, and wouldn't you like to have someone watch out for you? That's from Elder House Adult Daycare Program in Fort Collins. They're committed to serving our elder Americans, but most importantly, they remind you that love is ageless and growing older should be graceful. To find out how you can donate your time, call 970-221-0406. 970-221-0406. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
And our number is 877-254-7524 if you have something you'd like to talk about. Otherwise, I think I'll tell you the story I did my Saturday program on. And it was the story of a fellow, and I believe his name is Barry Jennings. And Barry was employed by the city of New York. And on the morning of September 11, 2001, he was driving to work when he got a call, and he was part of the team that ordinarily would work with the emergency headquarters in case of some sort of a disaster, national disaster, national crisis, or city crisis, and of course the headquarters for this special committee headed by Mayor Giuliani was on the 23rd floor of Building 7 at the World Trade Center. So he drives as to the World Trade Center instead of going to his regular job. They get to a lobby there at the building number 7, and it's a beautiful lobby, you know, with escalators, very large, very luxurious. And the elevator doesn't seem to work, so he gets on the freight elevator. There's a fellow who's with him. His name is Hess. I think it's Michael Hess, something like that. And they get off on the 23rd floor, and they go into the headquarters there for the where they have this emergency headquarters in case of a disaster in New York City, and there's no one there. There's cups of hot coffee, there's half-eaten sandwiches, but no one's there. Well, they don't quite know what to make out of this. And of course, they didn't understand that by this time, why, of course, a plane, but the plane had not yet hit the plane had hit the North Tower, but of course it hadn't hit the South Tower, and yet all the people had left the emergency headquarters. So Barry gets on the phone, he calls around, and he gets somebody who's belongs to the organization, part of the team there, and they say, get out of the building. Well, of course, this was before the plane hit the South Tower. The plane had hit the North Tower. It had not yet hit the South Tower. But the people in the South Tower were being told on the public address system, you know, stay at your seats. Don't get up. Don't leave. People looking out the window, they can see the flames and the smoke in the North Tower, but the South Tower, they're ordered to stay at their seats. Fortunately, the man in charge of security at Morgan Stanley races up and down the aisles with a megaphone and says, get out, ignore the loudspeaker system, get out of the building, we're under a terrorist attack. And so 2,500 people evacuated, left the building, and he saved their lives because, of course, he recognized there was a terrorist attack. But the loudspeaker system was telling people to stay at their seats, and the people in the emergency headquarters there in the Building 7 had all left before the plane hit the South Tower. Well, anyway, because Barry and his friend are there, and they're told to leave, so they try to get to the elevator. Elevator doesn't work. So they start down the stairs, and they get down to the 6th floor, and there's a massive explosion, and the stairwells just collapse beneath them. And, of course, Barry's able to grab hold of a railing or something and pull himself up. He's a great big, massive black man, you know, must weigh 250 pounds or more. And you can actually see this on the Internet. Just type in Barry Jennings, Building 7, something of the sort, YouTube, and you'll actually see this interview. And he describes pulling himself up, and fellas with them. They go, you know, they're on the stairwell. Above is intact, but the stairwell's totally destroyed. And then they're beginning other explosions in the building. Now, remember, this is about 9:15, 9:30 in the morning. And there are all sorts of explosions in the building. And so they what are we going to do? Well, they decide to go back up to the 23rd floor and try to get some help. And, of course, they get back to the 23rd floor and they put a call in the fire department. He sees the people from the fire department coming over towards their building, about 10 of them. And suddenly they turn and they started to run. Well, that was when the South Tower came down. And then the firemen came back in a few minutes. And then, of course, they turned and ran away. That was when the North Tower came down. But eventually they did send a team up. They got them. And, of course, while they're upstairs in the 23rd floor by Barry Jennings and the man is with them, and they think they're going to die. And the lights go out in the building. But eventually the fire department gets there. They get them down. How they get them down, I don't know. But when they get to the lobby is totally destroyed, like massive explosions. And all the time Barry is hearing these explosions. And, of course, they can't get out the regular entrance that Barry had come through shortly before coming into the building. They've had to knock a hole in the side of the building to get out. The entranceway is destroyed by the explosions. He gets out, and the fighter with him says, run, run. And Barry says, I can't run. I got sore knees. Run for your life. So he runs and gets away. Well, some time later, many months later, maybe it's years later, he talks about being interviewed. Now, whether this is the 9/11 Commission, I do not know. But he's interviewed by all these people and want to know what he said. He says, I told him about... the other thing he said is there were dead bodies in the lobby. The fire department, I felt the firefighter... I told him not to look down, but he knew there were dead bodies there. He was stepping over dead bodies. Now, that's totally contrary to everything we've heard about Building 7. Supposedly, there was nobody killed in Building 7, but this is what Barry said, and you'll hear him and you can watch it on the Internet. Eventually, he's interviewed by some very well-dressed people, and they take notes on what he says, and then they thank him very much, and that's the end of it. But he gives this interview to a fellow, Jason Berman. And Jason puts this up on the Internet. Barry starts getting threatening calls. They threaten him. They threaten his job. And so he asks Jason to stop showing these because somebody is threatening him because he's talking about all the explosions in Building 7. And then, of course... Well, of course, the 9/11 Commission report comes out, doesn't even mention Building 7. The official government report comes out on why the buildings came down. They say they don't know why Building 7 came down, but they'll look into it. But they explain why the Twin Towers came down. They don't talk about the explosions of the building. They don't talk about the 1,100 bodies that were vaporized. They don't talk about the cement that's vaporized. That's the theme. And 2 days before the final report came out in 2010 about Building 7, as it didn't come out, Barry Jennings died in very serious circumstances.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine. Point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, I stand back here at the American Theater Network, and what happened was that just 2 days before, or the day before, this government report was to be released, and it was about 2010, as I remember, on Building 7, why Barry Jennings died. Jason Berman, who put together the final cut, 9/11, the final cut, hired a detective to find out what happened to Barry Jennings. And the next day, the detective returned the retainer money, said, never talk to me about this again. I will not tell you what I found. This is a matter for the police. And so we don't know what happened to Jason Berman. He was only 54 years old, to my understanding. It's very strange. He would die after being threatened for revealing what happened that day. And there were all sorts of explosions in Building Number 7. All sorts of explosions. I wonder what they were. Well, if you haven't seen Building 7 come down, go to my website, radioliberty.com. And if you watch Building 7, you'll see the top of the building, the middle of it begins to cave in first. And that's typical of a controlled demolition. They do that so the walls will fall inward rather than outward. Then the base of the building disappears, and the building falls symmetrically at the speed of gravity. A typical controlled demolition. And how did Osama bin Laden arrange that? Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is the time I should mention that my ministry is primarily listener-supported. If you're in a position to help us, my number is 1-800-544-8927. We can certainly use your help so we can maintain our network of stations across America, and our Saturday program goes to 33 stations, and the more people we can get to hear the truth, why, the more people will understand what is really going on. We're being lied to because the media is controlled. So basically, of course, if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our number 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We do have a four-tape set called Why Did the Buildings Come Down? Why did the buildings come down? There's a two-hour interview with a man who is at Building 7 on the day after the collapse. He's an expert on taking care and cleaning up after controlled demolitions. That's what he did for a living. And he was in charge of the crew that was there to clean up the debris. Of course, it was very obvious to him this was a controlled demolition. He said he's 99% sure it was a controlled demolition that brought down Building Number 7. Well, if that's true, then who demolished the building? And if they lied to us about Building 7, did they lie to us about the Twin Towers? Are the murderers of those 300 people still, 3,000 people, almost 3,000 people, on the loose in America today? Is this whole war on terrorism as phony as a $3 bill? Why, you need, of course, to watch Building 7 come down. Go up on the internet and look at Barry Jennings and Building Number 7. You can watch the interviews that I watched yesterday where Barry tells you about all the explosions in Building Number 7. And then, of course, there's others up there where Jason Berman tells you about the threats against Barry Jennings' life, to the point where he lived in constant terror and fear, and asked Gers Jason Berman to not to show this video that's up there. Well, it doesn't matter now. He's dead, so Jason Furman shows the videos. Same thing happened to the woman who was in the Pentagon, who came out the hole there in the side of the Pentagon. There's no record. No records of the plane. The plane that hit the Pentagon just may fly. If you believe that, you believe it. Please pray for America. Pray for our provision and protection. Till tomorrow, may the Lord forgive.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-201.